Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds. We're real, so
real, real. Many WCCO radio listeners know that jingle by heart, but even diehard fans are unlikely to know how the station started.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
What's now WCCO started out as
WLAG
and broadcast out of the Oak Grove Hotel on Loring Park in Minneapolis. But in 1924, the Washburn Crosby Company bought the radio station and changed the call letters to its own nickname, WCCO.
And while we are good neighbors over the next 30 years, there will be more of those stormy winter mornings. And you will hear again those long lists of school closings.
The Washburn Company later became General Mills and made Betty Crocker its first on-air personality, even though she's not a real person. There came to be many well-known and well-loved personalities on WCCO. One of the early stars was Cedric Adams, whose popular newscast began in 1931.
How'd you do? Yes, this is Cedric Adams speaking. Pull up a rocker for an easy five.
CBS bought the station in 1932, and on a clear night you can still hear it as far away as Utah and Texas.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.